cats going fishing all the time. Baby going fishing too. It's that time. Leaf is here. And Leaf has got a lot of road miles him since I saw you last. You've been all over the place.
I've been everywhere, man.
Everywhere, man. Yeah. And places that you don't usually get to.
That's right. I called it, what, trains, trout, and automobiles.
Yeah, I know you got over in my old stomping grounds, saw a little bit of the Yakima, along with some other cool-looking places.
But. You know, yeah, I looped out through the plateau to some unnamed spring creek I've been trying to get onto for just years. You know, it's just this really anomalous thing that will run for a few miles, go dry for a few miles, and it will multiple sections over its long length. It will be productive, but I've never really been able to find any of those spots. Found a friend willing to show me around, met up with him and another buddy down there. Found it to be pretty much everything he had said it would be and everything I thought it would be, but sort of in a condition that we didn't expect. It was much lower. It provide most of the water there is provided, or all of it really, by the water table, and so it was low. And so we just really could not find the fish willing to bite, and even if they did, they would probably not really love to fight, because I think the O2 was pretty low, but could not believe the size of some of the fish I saw, could not believe the beauty of the area, and definitely cannot wait to go back. Just kind of had to.
It's definitely a different kind of ground than what we're used to. I mean, we're used to hill and dale and trees and rocks, and that's kind of like out there in the sagebrush.
Dunes and sagebrush and basalt cliffs and railroad track for miles, and just true desert, you know, very, very beautiful. And, you know, I would say it's just like us to bring water to desert, but that, like I say, that spring creek was actually, not man-made. That thing was completely natural and remarable. And so it's that much crazier that it's out there. I wish there was a little bit done to keep it from getting so overgrazed. I would say have a greenway alongside of it, but I don't think that was ever there anyway. Maybe some dogwoods and stuff before the ranchers and farmers and everything. But, even in the shadow of its, I'm sure, historic self, it's still like nothing else I've really gotten to see yet. So much different than what we're used to here in our free stone stream, right butt up next to the Cascades and the foothills here.
Yeah, that's the thing, those mountains. I mean, I've fished out in the sagebrush lands, and I love that topography. It's very special.
It is.
But once you get used to trees and mountains,
they're hard to get past.
It kind of seems like the best.
Yeah, so we toured through the man-made version of that too, fished a few of the wasteways around my buddy's place there in Quincy once we figured out things weren't kind of going our way there. So we covered a little ground on our way back across the plateau and eventually ended up on the Yakima, which I have never actually fished because I'm just always so busy here enjoying the beauty of our river. So fished a section up in the Ellensburg Clee Ellum area with some friends.
And, oh, you're way up there.
Yeah, had a decent day. It was okay. I definitely cannot wait for our river to reopen for whitefish.
Yeah. And so, when is that coming up?
That'll be December 1st. And, definitely looking forward to that. Got a little bit of time to get bugs tied up and get ready for that. But definitely looking forward to it. I see that there's a little bit of snow coming possibly next week in the forecast, which always kind of makes that feel like white fishing season.
You knew it was going to happen. Come on.
You know, we need it. How dry has it really been? It's been way too dry. I mean, the river is up, but that's because every bit of moisture has been going right into it. It's been a little bit warm after starting out kind of cold. So for that matter, some of our lowland lakes are still open as far as ice-free. So you might be able to kind of entertain yourself for this next week or two. I don't know what kind of cold snap that snow might bring with us. So, you know, those are some potential ideas other than those usual wintertime classics for us with Rufus Woods and Omak Lake.
And what about your fly tying class?
You know, I don't think we're going to be able to make that happen this week. Just sort of got a busy life right now. I've had some family engagements kind of come up to where I am hanging out with the dudes, and things are just too busy right now for that one. So we're going to try to reschedule and get another one going here just after Thanksgiving, you know, right there in the first part of December. So try to keep posted on that. We'll keep you up to date on this or on the Facebook page as well.
I'm going to look at that as therapy.
There, yeah.
I'm going to need some therapy here.
That's right. We're going to get you all fixed up.
Yeah.
With the joys of fly tying and then catching a fish with that there fly.
Yeah.
So this thank that point you. In the broadcast where we always like to thank our great friends and sponsors over there at the Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham and the OMAC Fly Shop at North 40. You know, both great places to keep in mind as you're coming on the holiday seasons with, you know, those loved ones out there. You can get them a nice pair of waders, nice raincoat, something to keep them warm and dry, or some new fishing rods, fishing bugs, all the accoutrement available there over at the North 40 Fly Shop in OMAC. And, you know, as far as that goes, if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can get a look at the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Stay warm, take care of each other, and get that fish right on, baby.
All down, little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to make. Come on with my pole and my line. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing.